How we doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, gotcha.
How's the leg?
It's feeling good. We're doing what we need to be ready for camp.
I mean, we haven't really talked to you since it happened. Just how tough was that for you to go through that?
It was not fun. You know, it's part of the game. Injuries happen, and it's you just kind of take them as they go.
Is that the first serious injury you've had?
It was. It was one of the more serious ones. I mean, but, you know, I think it's healing well and, you know, looking forward to the future.
Do you feel at all limited in any way right now?
I'd rather not really get into too much into injuries at all. But I will talk about that. I did miss last season, and I'm excited to get back on the field.
What's Josh McCown been like so far?
He's a good guy. You know, he's energetic, pretty familiar with the offense. Really, I mean, if you guys have talked to him, he's a really nice guy, personable. I think he's well received.
Hey, when they drafted Irving in the first round, there was the constant talk about, well, they're doing it to get an offensive lineman, and also, what if Alex Mack leaves after this year? How do you react to that when that's the line of thought behind the pick?
I think just having depth is something really important. I think having good people on the field, no matter where they are, best available kind of player, I think they liked him. I think they liked the versatility he's able to play. I mean, he's played a lot of different positions. I mean, just having another guy who's a real, you know, smart guy, very talented, is going to just help your team in general.
What about the if Alex Mack doesn't come back next year part of that?
Defer.
Alex, Mike did tell us that you could go right now. He just shared that with us. Do you feel like that? And he's, you know, basically said they're just kind of holding you out to prevent anything from happening.
I think just staying on top of injuries and just kind of letting it take time. I mean, there's no game coming up this week, so just to be smart about it and, you know, let things develop is just a good move.
Alex, at the time of your injury last year, just talk about the way the line was playing. It seemed like
I think our whole offense was doing good. You know, I think we had a couple real good games, and I was pretty upset to be not out there and enjoying all of them. We have a good line. We have a lot of talented people in the offense, and I'm looking forward to being part of that again this year.
Does it make it worse? Do you know what you want to do at the end of the season? If you make your mind
up? No, absolutely not. That's something I'm going to just, you know, let's play the games. Let's see how the season goes. I'm really not interested in talking about that until after the season.
You won't tell us a secret, but whether you know what your plan is.
No.
Why was having that language important to you in the contract?
That's an agent question. So if you'd like to call him, feel free.
What would you like to see happen this year that would make you feel good about being here and wanting to be there?
I mean, what you always do. You just want to come out here, play games, play well, and win games. You know, that's what every person in this building's goal is.
Does losing take its toll on a player who's into
no one likes losing, you know, across any job, anything, at all times. It's tough, without a doubt.
A lot of people pointed to your injury as when kind of the offense took a turn for the worse last year. Did you see it like that? Do you feel you had that much impact when you weren't in there?
I think it's typical to have, if you're doing a really good job running the ball, I think it's really natural for defense to, you know, devote a fair amount of their defensive, you know, to stop the run. So, you know, I expected to see something like that because they're just going to load the box and you're going to have to throw it. And having a good run game enables those throws to open up, and it's something that I don't think handled as well as we could have.
Have other players talked to you about you're in a rare situation. Now, you don't want to talk about your status, but you hold all the cards. A lot of times teams can turn around and say, we're going to franchise him. You're in a pretty – this is a pretty unique type of contract. If other players, like, wow.
Again, I'm going to defer. I'll talk about that at the end of the season.
Did it make it worse? I mean, no one ever wants to sit out a half a season, but did it make it worse to follow up on the guy's question to see how the team seemed to really struggle after?
Absolutely. I want to be out there helping. You know, I'm not used to being injured. I'm not used to being on the sideline. It's something that I wanted to be in there. I want to be helping. I want to be with my friends, with my teammates. So that was very tough.
To what extent?
I think I definitely want to win games. I mean, it's very important to me.
To what extent do
you enjoy playing in the Pettine regime, and then how well did you adapt to Moeller as the new line coach last year and now?
I think last season was going really well. You know, I like the offense we were running. I think the organization has a really good feel for where it's going and how everything's going. I like Flip a lot. I think his offense is going to be really player-friendly. I'm excited.
Do you think your absence led to a new appreciation for the center position?
you could draw that conclusion. I think, like I said earlier, though, I think it was natural for a team to, you know, when you're running the ball well, for a defense to devote a lot of time to stop that run. I mean, I remember when I was a rookie, it's tough. I mean, it's a full-time job. There's a lot of things are thrown at you, and that's a center position. So quarterback, I'm sure it's much tougher. So it's tough as a rookie in any position. So I think it's expected to see some guys have a little trouble and then kind of pick it up later in their career. Yeah, I mean, I think you guys have talked to him. I think he's a really nice guy. He gets along with everyone really well. He works hard. Those are some of the more important things you want to see out of any teammate.
What was the rehab process like?
It was a lot of waiting around, and then now it's waiting around and just doing basic rehab.
Alex, when you suffered the injury, I just remember the picture of all your teammates coming up to you when you're on the card, and I never got to talk to you about it, but how much did that mean to you, and is just – coming back as strong as possible for the guys in the room part of the motivation?
Mixed emotions there, because you never want to see yourself get hurt, but it was good to see that there was a warm reception to having me leave the field. That doesn't sound quite right, but no. I think you guys get what I'm talking about. You know, it was honoring. You know, the fans really got behind me, the teammates really, like, they, you know, really supported me on my way off the field. And you definitely, you know, that means a lot, and you definitely want to get back out there and help your team.
How do you guys, as offensive linemen, handle the constant change in turnover in quarterbacks, and how much is quarterback stability going forward something that's important to you?
Different quarterbacks, generally, your job's the same as the lineman. I mean, it's for the center, it's a little bit different because you're snapping to somebody else, but that's very minor. So in terms of different guys going in there, you want to have one guy in there just so, you know, that's your starter. It's going good. It's that single person. But in terms of swapping people out, I mean, you're pretty used to moving guys around. So when injuries happen, when things change, you're able to adjust and move on.
Do you guys on the line feel that, you know, we've heard a lot of talk about the new offense and the new coach seeking an identity to the offense. Do you think you guys, the front five, the identity of the offense?
I think offensive line can have a large impact on any game. I think protecting the quarterback and running the ball effectively is generally our job. You know, other people contribute to that, and we need their help. But in terms of doing that well and having that be a staple of the offense is something we definitely want to establish.
It seems like that, moving forward, the idea, or at least Josh McCown, is the favorite to start the season. How do you feel about the fact that
I think, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's a pretty accomplished leader and a well-liked guy. I think he can do a very good job.
Do you know much about Cam Irving? Are you a college football guy? Do you watch games?
I don't watch too much college football. Seems like a nice guy. Seems like he knows what he's doing out there. He's picking up pretty well. I mean, we're OTA number one, so there's plenty of more time to get to know him.
Would you be more than willing to help him? You know, again, the question is earlier, to just show him how to play center?
I think being a good teammate and being a good person is to help everyone on the O-line and your whole team.
How was this
I think,
How was your trip this year?
Oh, that was also fun.
Alex, when it comes to the run game, you know, Flip has said he wants to keep a lot of the principles and components that Kyle Shanahan used. Is it pretty similar, or are you seeing drastic differences in what you guys are going to be doing in the run game?
I think it's pretty early to say where we're going, but I think Kyle Shanahan had a really good outside zone kind of scheme, and the techniques we learned all last year are still very applicable.
You guys, as an offensive line, I think are really tight-knit. You're that and you know, what that means to you?
I think it's really important to be a, you know, a tight-knit offensive line because you all have to work together so much. You know, what the left tackle does is important to, you know, the center and the right guard. And, like, everyone kind of works together, and you spend a lot of time talking about blitz pickups, different looks, and you really a large amount of very tight teamwork is necessary. So getting along with guys, knowing each other, having them kind of get in the rotation, and, you know, so when people move around, you can still run effectively.
All right, thanks, Alex.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Welcome back.